Mikael, how good does it feel to be back in the first team squad after all those injuries?
Oh, it's just a breath of fresh air, really. Especially to be back playing as well, starting every game. And it's been, three games since I've been back, and having looking like going to get injured again. So hopefully I can end the season on a positive.
Has it been a bit of a lost season for you? I know that you played most of the first half of it, but to hardly play in the second half when the club is doing pretty well, it must be very frustrating.
Oh, definitely. As a player, you want to play as much as you can, and especially coming for such a good season last year, even though it finished terribly, it was still a good season for me. So I kind of wanted to build on that this year, and the injuries kind of stunted that process. So I'm going to have to start with my feet running next year.
Obviously, there's not a great deal you can do about injuries, but I just remember the summer and big things expected of you. Top scorer last season, you got a lot of momentum behind you as well. To have a year like this at your age as well, it just adds to the frustration, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. I'm starting to get up there now, 24, so this is years where it's meant to be my prime and stuff like that. So you kind of want to play and show people what you can do, and getting injured, so you're not in the lineup, you're not playing. So it's just being in the physio room, and no one wants to be in there.
Mm. And what kind of aims did you have coming into this year? I mean, you had a lot of goals last season, but I remember talking to you at the end of the season, you felt like you could have had a lot more. And that sort of opportunity has been taken away, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. I wanted to kind of get double digits here. Last year I got 9, so I kind of wanted to progress on that and get more, because last year I did have a lot of opportunities to make and get more goals, so I kind of wanted to build on that. But I didn't get the opportunity because of my injuries, but there's still 4 more games left, and you never know. I can get 4 hat-tricks.
Maybe. did the time that you spent on the field against Leicester help you get back to sort of 100%? Because players need time on the field, don't they? I mean, Stuart was saying that he didn't necessarily think he was going to play you for as long as he did against Leicester, but the fact that you did get the full game in must have been a big boost.
Oh, definitely. What you need is game time, really, because running on the field and doing drills like the bleak test stuff like that, it's not the same as playing games. Getting match fitness is the best way to get match fitness is playing matches. And probably playing that 96 minutes I did against Leicester has kind of opened my lungs up more and made me have to push it. So made me kind of get used to it. So like last game, I think it was like the 87th minute, I've tracked back and passed the ball back to Kirky. So I managed to last 90 minutes, and hopefully I can do that again.
And in fairness, you've had an impact since you came back. You got a goal in that game at the weekend. You know, you've been driving at people, setting up goals as well. You've got back amongst it, haven't you?
Oh, definitely. I'm kind of happy how I've managed to get back in it. To be honest, normally it does take you a couple of games when you're out for so long to get back into it. But it seems like I've just managed to slot back in and managed to get involved.
Looking back at the last game, an interesting one, wasn't it, in the way that it finished, and Sheffield Wednesday could have actually won that game at the end against Blackburn Rovers. But your teammate, Atty Nwuye, was put in a lot of work to try and adapt to English football, and he kind of deserved those 2 goals of the weekend, didn't he?
Oh, definitely. Beginning of the season, he was finding it quite difficult. He wasn't really fitting into the way we played. He started off the season quite well, but then kind of faded off. But now, since I've been injured, he's been playing more, and he's just been in. He's adapted massively. You can see the difference where his hold-up play, his vision and stuff like that. Even though he's a big guy, he's got good, nice feet, can hold up play, and he's even winning a lot more headers than he did at the beginning of the season. So I think he's a quality player and he's a good addition to the squad.
Do wide players like it when there's a big guy in the team? I mean, you had Conor Wickham earlier, then Leon Best, you've got Atty Nwuye as well. Do you like that guy who can lead the line up there?
Oh, definitely, because you're going to need a player to hold the ball up. You're going to need a player, so if you put it in the box, so you feel comfortable that they're going to get on the end of your crosses. And you, like with Conor Wickham, Leon Best and Atty Nwuye, you believe that they'll win the headers, and you believe that they'll score the goals.
What's he like in the dressing room? We've kind of started to get to know him a little bit more, but what is he like in the dressing room?
He's a funny guy. Like he's gelled straight away. As soon as he came from in the summer, he didn't shy away. He came right involved from the beginning. He's a very funny guy. He's a good person to have in the background, and everyone loves him, really.
How important do you think that is when a person comes across, you know, it's a very different environment, not played in English football before, that they do just get stuck in? Because I can imagine a lot of players who come from abroad can maybe sort of retreat, maybe just be a little bit shy in that dressing room. You have got to sort of throw yourself into it, haven't you?
It's not even about you just coming from abroad. It's about you coming to a new club. Like, it's different. with me, I'm kind of a shy person the first time. I'll come in and I'll sit down and I'll sit on my own. And as you get to know me, you get to see how I am. But with Atty, he's come in and he's just started having banter. He speaks like four or five different languages. So he's speaking to the French guys. He speaks English. He speaks a couple other languages, German. So like, he was just in there and just having banter and he just gelled with everyone.
How much have you changed, do you think, since you joined Sheffield Wednesday?
I don't really know. As a player, I think I feel more confident because I'm no longer going out on loan. I'm stable. I've got my position in the team, and I always get a good opportunity where at Reading I wasn't really. I was kind of like fourth place winger. So now I've got more belief in myself, and I think I'm doing well.
Is that something, you know, when you talk about confidence of a player and how that develops, that's something that has benefited you then, sort of knowing who you are? You're going to be a Sheffield Wednesday player, regular first team football. That sort of helped you perhaps not be quite as shy as you were when you were sort of a younger guy going out on loan everywhere.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because I used to come at Reading, I was in and around the squad, but I didn't know if I was going to be in the squad, and then I always had to go out on loan, so I kept on having. I've been professional for, this will be my sixth year, and I've been at five or six different clubs, so that kind of shows how much I've already been out, and I was here for 2 years. So it is difficult for me to say I had my foot stamped down at Reading, but right now I'm here, I've been here for 2 years, and if I'm fit, I'm in and around the squad, so I feel good.
Easter weekend is, a lot of football goes on, obviously. Sheffield Wednesday going to Bournemouth first. It's a tough one, isn't it? Because they've perhaps overachieved this year based on what people's expectations were. They've got a real chance of getting into the top six, haven't they?
Oh, definitely. Coming up from League One, your first year, you are looking to just stay in the league, but they've managed to do better than that. And they're just, I think they're 3 points out of the playoffs, so they're pushing on and they're doing very well. So they're going to be at us on Friday and they're going to be hoping to get 3 points.
And how determined are the players to get this away record back on track? Because you had that long unbeaten and runaway from Hillsborough, and then you've just, you know, not managed to sort of get over that hurdle and win a game away from home. This would be a great time to do it, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely. Right now we're not safe. We need to be mathematically safe. So as earlier we do it, the better for us. So we're going to be going there and trying to get 3 points.
And just to finish, is there a different mood around the place compared to last year? Was there a lot of pressure on the club last season to survive when it's going down to the last day? Compared to here you are, you're already on 50 points. There is a sizeable gap there, even though you're not mathematically safe right now. Does it have a different feel around it, this club?
Oh, definitely. It's got a massive feel. We're not under as much pressure. We're 10 points away from the relegation zone, and all we need is one win to be safe. Everything's more relaxed, everything's more chilled, everyone's having more jokes and training and stuff like that, so everyone's buzzing really and just hoping to get as high as possible in the league, and so we can have a nice high finish in the league so we can start well next year.